With more absentee ballots yet to be counted, Congressman Don Young's lead over Sean Parnell has grown to 239 votes for the Republican nomination to the U.S. House. Alaska's Division of Elections counted 27,000 primary election absentee and question ballots on Friday. The State Review Board begins its audit of the primary election today, according to Division of Elections Director Gail Finumiai.
They'll look at all the precinct materials, all the absentee and question ballots, and make sure that all the ballots and votes have been accounted for properly.
As long as overseas ballots are postmarked on or before Election Day, they are accepted up to 15 days after the primary, so more are expected this week. Finumiai says September 18th is the target date for the review board's audit. After that, the candidates have 5 days to request a recount, and both candidates say they will if they end up a close second in the final tally. Finumiai says recounts seldom change the outcome of an election, especially if the original vote spread is fairly large.
The Knowles-Campbell gubernatorial race was recounted, and I believe it had an original vote spread of about 583, and it still was in the neighborhood of the upper 500s at the end of the recount.
The State Division of Elections is under the direction of the lieutenant governor, though it is apolitical. Finumiai says she doesn't recall an Alaska lieutenant governor ever asking for a recount, but it is his right as a candidate to do so. Whoever wins will face Democrat Ethan Berkowitz in the November general election.